handle the truth.
Reminder, too, you can get my books, The New World Disorder, or Piercing the Fog of 9/11, or for that matter, any number of my other ramblings that I've got posted on there in the coming weeks and months. I'll be putting more of my works up there. But you can go to lulu.com, that's L-U-L-U.com, and you can simply type my name, and that's the best way to find my books. Just type in Charles Giuliani. That's G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. Stick with us, guys.
is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
And they certainly have.
Yep.
And you know, that's an important point. You know, debates aside and the inconsistencies of the official story aside, look at who stands to gain. You know, anybody ever watch Columbo?
Yeah.
Always looked for who gained. And it's not that they were guilty, but, you know, he knew that 99 out of 100 times that was your party. And
yeah.
If you focused on them, sure enough, almost every time the evidence would turn up that, in fact, they were the guilty party.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who stood to gain here? Osama bin Laden didn't gain. The Taliban didn't gain. Nobody in Afghanistan gained. Certainly not Iraq, but Iraq, of course, was never made. You know, there was never any connection made. Bush has admitted there was no connection.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
But. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. And they were simply incapable of having carried out the crimes. When we look at the facts of the crimes.
Oh, sure.
You know, they could not have demolished the World Trade Centers. They could not have stood down the U.S. military.
The most high-tech radar system in the world that monitors every square inch of cubic inch of airspace over North America.
Yeah.
And somehow these untrained, and they were untrained.
Yeah.
Pilots were able to circumnavigate their way around the whole Northeast sector, which has the most highest concentration of military bases, without mm-hmm. so much as an eyelash batting at them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For a total of almost 2 hours. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
With the bridge. Bye.
It simply couldn't have been them. And once one accepts that, a whole world opens up for sight. And, you know, I think more and more people are coming to that recognition, that realization, are ready to step forward with a new understanding. They've gotten
over. The ones
who
by now either don't have brains or don't have a conscience.
Something. I mean, you have to give people a lot of slack in terms of not being, you know, if you're stuck in the middle of almost anywhere and have only access to mass media tells such a thoroughgoing wall of lies that, you know, it's difficult. And it was difficult on the day because they attacked us in normal human empathy. You know, we were just traumatized, at least speaking for myself. I was, you know, so shocked by the loss of life that was described on that day that I really didn't begin to reason until the following day and saw an enormous gap between the second hit to a twin tower and the hit to the Pentagon. You know, 32 minutes and they couldn't intercept an airliner headed to the most heavily defended building on Earth. Yeah. Anyway, if we could return to our thread of cui bono, who benefited? Well, the weapons makers benefited. The oil producers have certainly benefited. If you look at the chart of them.
And, you know, who owns some of those weapons makers? You've got United Defense owned by the Carlyle Group, which, of course, Daddy Bush was heavily invested. It still is.
Right. The same families control all the major beneficiary corporations. And they're kind of centered in the banks. And that's what I came to after, you know, I began to write about 9/11 the day after because I was doing columns for the San Francisco Bayview at the time. And the longer I looked, the more holes appeared and the more gaping those holes were. But by 3 years into research, it became clear to me that the banks, above all, needed 9/11. And returning again to the threat of cui bono and who benefited, the biggest
something else people need to realize, and boy, this is a fruitful bit of research if you start looking into it. Look at the swinging door that pivots between the Pentagon and these big contracting companies.
Right.
You'll have people who leave contracting companies, come to the Pentagon, or vice versa. Sometimes mm-hmm. they'll start out with one, go to the other, and then come back, and it's astonishing. This, you can't miss this. It's right in your face what's going on here.
Right. Yeah, definitely the military-industrial complex described long ago is a major player, but the military-industrial complex is controlled by the financiers who have such a heavy presence in lower Manhattan and gained so much by the crimes of that day. So we got the weapons makers, the oil producers, and then we've got the drugs element, which is so large. As I was saying, the single largest windfall from 9/11 was the revival of the opium crop in Afghanistan,
sure,
which now accounts for more than $200 billion a year in the, it's a legal narcotics market. And once that money is laundered through banks, it accounts for a 20 times multiple of that amount. That is about $4 trillion a year is produced by the opium crop in Afghanistan, which had been nullified by the Taliban in the 9 months preceding 9/11. So to me, that is a major point about the crimes that is completely overlooked by mass media.
There's literally thousands of major problems with the official story, massive inconsistencies.
Right.
None of this, absolutely none of it, it's no surprise. I mean, they're not giving any attention to Ron Paul in the media.
Yeah.
They're not harping on, the fact that we were lied into war and
yeah.
how this president needs to be impeached, that this is a major crime, a war crime against humanity. It's an international crime, not just in this country,
Yeah. Yeah, but what I find heartening of late is, more and more people are recognizing the particulars of the crime of 9/11 or beginning to make linkage to other crimes very like 9/11 that have aimed to do the same thing, to increase state control and reduce the possibility for resistance among the native population here. They're beginning to see the connection between Oklahoma City in 1995 and the World Trade Center bombings in 1993, both of which had heavy federal involvement in them, and both of which led to that state repression that we were talking about. You see the polls that George W. Bush's approval now is only 29%, and the U.S. Congress is even lower at 23%. I think people are readier than they've ever been for a change, a fundamental change, and that to me is the major value we can take from the terrible atrocities of 9/11, is that it'll let us see to the bottom of it and make the changes that we need to make to get out from under the credit system.
Yeah, here's something interesting, too. The official 9/11 defenders, the government shillers there, their argument is, you point out all these problems, they'll say, well, yeah, there's no question there was incompetence. They could have been more on the ball. That's as far as they're willing to go with this or willing to let you go with it. They'll consent to that. Yeah, okay, fine. It was total incompetence, which, of course, is ridiculous. It goes way beyond that. But nevertheless...
One and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
numbers, you know, 29% approval of Bush and 23% approval of Congress.
Every week or month there's a new article. Bush has dropped to a new low, and yet he's still hovering around 30%, you know. knock it off. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so we're talking about Hauer and how, you know, he could get on immediately, and the whole spin in mass media shift, so that in Jim's and my book, Waking Up From Our Nightmare, we've got 62 headlines from across the United States on September 12th, and the uniformity is just staggering. You know, it's America attacked, day of infamy, all the things we're supposed to be active in a psychological operation that would have been planned long before, you know, that another Pearl Harbor that PNAC had suggested in 2000 and Brzezinski had suggested in 1997, for another instance of how Republicans and Democrats go together, both saying Pearl Harbor. And your audience may have gone back and examined Pearl Harbor and found out that that actually was an operation least enabled by the Roosevelt administration.
That movie came out 3 months before 9/11, the Pearl Harbor movie.
Yeah.
And what a piece of propaganda that was.
I honestly didn't see it, but I can imagine.
Oh, you didn't miss much.
Yeah.
That one scene where they show FDR standing up. I don't even know if this even happened. It's Hollywood for you.
Uh-huh.
He stands up and he says, I forget how we worded it, but something to the effect that I might be handicapped.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. by doing nothing more than you're doing right now because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Died 4 or 5 years ago.
All those things, and which Osama bin Laden and which Saddam Hussein and so on and so forth. Yeah, but if you understand the intention to be to wreck the United States through involvement in the Middle East, so that we here cannot resist domination by financiers into a credit system. It begins to it makes sense if you understand that the U.S. is actually controlled by the City of London banks. It all begins to fall into place, and you understand that their intention is, again, to reduce national borders to nothing so that there can be just be one big serfdom around the earth.
Right. Yeah. Yep, that's what they want.
Interesting, though, and I think let's till some ground that relates to the Council on Foreign Relations. And you know, I'm always on the lookout for the next 9/11. In fact, that was the last book I wrote, Preventing the Next 9/11. But there were a lot of precursors in April and May that had some remarkable coincidence. There was a session at Washington, D.C., organized by Ashton Carter of Harvard and William Perry of Stanford on the day after, and that dealt with how the U.S. would respond to a nuclear attack. And then the very next month...
Nuclear, let's get it right.
Yeah, yeah. The very next month, there was an article come out on the CFR website saying the next attack and what we really needed to do to protect ourselves, and that was the surrender of our liberty, basically. And that occurred on May 11th, just 3 days after the so-called Fort Dix Six were arrested. And on that very same day, the San Francisco Chronicle...
And what a scary bunch they were. Almost
right.
As scary as the Miami Seven.
But the coordination is always interesting, that these things come together so neatly. It reminded me of January of 2004 when Dick Cheney addressed the World Affairs Council in Los Angeles and warned them that the next set of terrorist attacks could create tens of thousands of casualties, even hundreds of thousands of casualties. On the very same day that the heads of ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN were meeting in Stephen Brill's apartment in Manhattan, along with Tom Ridge of Homeland Security, to discuss how to respond to the, quote, next terrorist attack.
Yeah. Is Cheney planning on going hunting again or something?
Well, this is also kind of interesting, what's happening, the big Cheney hunt and how that's ratcheted it up. I've always felt he was meant to be a fall guy, but the attention now is, I don't know, it's all theater, but I gather it's theater meant to usher in a Democrat for 2008.
Well, he's got medical alert. He can fall and get up.
Yeah.
He's got his friends in high places.
Yeah. Another good thing that happened recently, Charles, was the Citizens Grand Jury in San Diego, for which I got to be chief prosecutor, and Jim Hoffman was chief investigator, and an architect named Richard Gage, who's recently formed 9/11 Architects and Engineers, or Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. We all participated physically, and Kevin Ryan, the whistleblower at Underwriters Laboratories, did a nice tape about media coordination and media suppression of information, and we used some clips from Stephen Jones and other good researchers. And the long story short of that was, as chief prosecutor, I just asked for two indictments for mass murder, and that was for Rudolph Giuliani and Jerome Hauer. And the jury itself came back with presentments for the charge of conspiracy to commit mass murder, further investigation that included, you know, a lot of kind of deep-level people, I would say, including David Rockefeller and Maurice Greenberg and Peter G. Peterson, along with Larry Silverstein, the developer who owned WTC7 and had just bought the Twin Towers 7 weeks prior to 9/11/01.
And for the first time insured them for terrorism, and he pushed heavily to get double payment in double payout in case.
Yeah, he was not satisfied with $3.6 billion. He went for $7.2 billion. Yeah.
Yeah.
That whole insurance angle is a great, I think, entree into understanding who benefited from 9/11 and also how the world works, because all the major players like Maurice Greenberg's AIG and Warren Hathaway's Berkshire Hathaway and so forth, they've made out like bandits in terms of increasing their premiums after 9/11. Yeah, sure, they took a hit, a little hit, for the losses on the day, but...
Well, he only put down $100 million, which is mere pocket change for him.
Oh, Silverstein. Yeah, Silverstein made out like a bandit, too. Yeah. But the insurers who were so bemoaning their fate immediately after 9/11, so that they went to... That's another thing that happened after 9/11, is the federal government is now responsible for 90% of the losses that an insurer will suffer from a terrorist attack.
Oh, you know, just picking American people's pockets, that's all, no problem.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, I thought that result of the citizens' grand jury was also really positive and indicative that, you know, people are coming to that deeper understanding that we need.
I'd like to know what went on in the Silverstein hearings. We never heard any of that. You know, it wasn't public. What was going on? You can bet that some healthy promises were made to the insurance companies. Look, shut up. Just pay them off. And, you know, probably told them, invest in Halliburton and you get all your money back. I'd like to know what these insurance companies are invested in.
Yeah. Well, yeah, in fact, who owns the insurance companies? And General Electric owns...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that explains it then. Forget it. Yeah, there you go.
See, nobody loses. Nobody ever really loses except us.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. That's very interesting.
Yeah. I'm forgetting, to be honest, which of the major reinsurers General Electric owns. It's either, I think Buffett's got Credit Suisse, but I think might be
Jimmy?
General Reinsurance has.
Our good friend Jimmy?
Yeah.
That Bush was partying with all day on 9/11, planning their investment strategies?
Yeah, Warren. Yeah, that's another really interesting aspect of the day in terms of bizarreness. Your audience probably remembers that George Bush and Air Force One wound up in Nebraska on that day at Offutt Air Force Base.
Actually, and on that, you know what? It's Warren Buffett. I said Jimmy.
Yeah, I know. Jimmy's his nephew or something.
Yeah, right. Is he really? They're related?
Yep.
Warren and Jimmy Buffett are related. No kidding.
Yep. Yep.
Wow. I don't think I like Jimmy Buffett anymore.
Yeah. Anyway, Warren hosted a party that morning, a very odd party at 8 a.m. at Offutt Air Force Base, which is also the home to the major U.S. Air Defense base. And that party at 8 in the morning involved several CEOs who traveled from New York City from their offices in the Twin Towers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Who otherwise, of course, would have been there.
Yeah.
Another one of those conveniences.
Yeah. But I think, yeah, they hedged their bets. They weren't quite sure how that day was going to go down.
And then there's the other conveniences of people who were there who otherwise wouldn't have been, but, you know, John O'Neill had just gotten hired. First day on the job.
Yeah.
He was, of course, an FBI whistleblower, and he had just gotten that job as head of security.
Yep. Yeah, and the thing about... Him, Charles, as you know, is that he was kind of a renegade. He was a truth teller, and he was one of the most knowledgeable people about, quote, Al-Qaeda, unquote, and Osama bin Laden. So had he been alive, you know, being a person of integrity, he just might have said, this could not be the work of Osama bin Laden. But instead, he was killed in a job that he'd gotten through Jerome Hauer. Again, that name comes up. Jerome Hauer was an advisor to Kroll Incorporated, which is a company that those of your audience don't know should look into, because if you're talking about operational accomplishment of the crimes, Kroll, I think, had to have a major, major role. It was the entity that advised on supposed increased insecurity for the World Trade Center after the 1993 bombings, and it's got a lot of people close to it who benefited a lot. One of them was Michael Cherkosky, who was the CEO of Kroll Incorporated at the time, and he has subsequently become CEO of Marsh & McLennan, a major insurance company that had been headed by Maurice Greenberg's son, Jeffrey.
Buzzy Krongard fared quite well, too, didn't he?
Excuse me?
Buzzy Krongard fared quite well. He was the head of, was it Brown and Root? And then he became deputy director of the CIA.
Yeah, Brown Brothers. Yeah, he was...
They did $5 million worth of the insider trading, too.
Right. And they go back... Yeah, interesting just to trace all the links. And so you make sure that you just understand these people are pure criminals. Brown Brothers goes back to funding Nazi Germany through Prescott Bush, George W. Bush's grandfather, and George H. W. Bush's father, in partnership with Democrat Averell Harriman, you know, in the 1930s.
Yeah, yeah. Fascism runs deep in the Bush blood.
Yeah, they like it. Yeah.
Man, oh, man. I, you know, guys, man, you, how can you get around this? How can you deny this? This stuff is all fact, all easily verifiable, and yet there's still people out there who are defending the official story with vehemence. They're obviously liars. All you have to do is listen to these people. Familiarize yourself with the facts first. And then just go and listen to these people. You know, look at what they're saying or read what they're writing. You know they're lying.
Yeah, I really think that, like we were talking about, not being able to find a single person to publicly defend the official story at this point.
It's not defendable.
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of people have done a good job, yourself included, because I know you've written about it as well as, you know, offered people platforms with your show. So it's working, you know. We just have to figure out a way outside the GODD system they've got us under, you know. And the debt is the biggest part. I've noticed in your ads, a lot of them are, you know, about getting away from fiat currency and somehow protecting oneself against the inevitable disintegration of the U.S. dollar. I think that's really positive.
Right, because it is coming down by design.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, there isn't a day that goes by now I don't see some article talking about the demise of the dollar and the economy's on the brink of collapse. Well, yeah, they've been planning this for a long time.
Yeah, and that goes hand in hand with the U.S. involvement in the Middle East. You know,
yeah.
That what we're talking about is trying to understand how these supposed incompetence or absurdities are taking place. They're taking place with a very cynical, calculated design. It's the exact reverse of what they claim to be.
Well, they want grand-scale war in the Middle East right now. That's what they're working toward. They've been at this heavily since last year when Israel went into Lebanon. They
right.
want a broader conflict, and it's not working. The Arabs are far smarter than they've given them credit for. They're taking the bait,
right.
you know.
Yeah.
And But they're relentless. These scoundrels, you know, they're going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. Look what they're doing to the Palestinians. They're hoping that that's going to set off.
Yeah,
a reaction. You know, they're just mass and mass. They're murdering women, children. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. But as you say, the people who have been through it, who have experienced it through generations there in the Middle East, they are refusing to be gulled into being provoked into something that's going to annihilate them.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Is soaked with the tears because the baby's life has been revoked. The bond is broke, got so choked up and focused on the close-up, missed our wheels, I can't reform. No God, like hocus pocus, so don't sit back, kick back and watch the world get bushwhacked. News that's in your neighborhood is under attack. Put away the crack before the crack put you away. You need to be there when your baby's old enough to be late. Act now, supplies are running out. A lot with girls still alive. 6 to 8 years to arrive. And if you follow them, may be out tomorrow. But if we off the shun, you might as well be walking on the sun. You might as well be walking on the sun. You might as well be walking on the sun. You might as well be walking on the sun.
.com. You want to call them anti-Semitic? Well, go to that website and call them anti-Semitic. You know,
right.
It's like saying that if you go against Hitler, you're anti-Aryan. Yeah. You know,
yeah. Yeah. Because the Jewish race has contributed so much to the human race, and you know, to get blinded by people who are basically just exploiting. I mean, the Rothschilds, I don't think give a hoot about Jews.
Well, they're not even Jews, literally. I mean, they were actually a German family that adopted the Kabbalah.
Yeah.
You know, and so they became spirit. What do you call it?
Yeah, it's a lot more interesting, I think, to investigate people who are into that abuse of ritual, you know, and justifying their elitism. That's interesting, and that connects a lot of these people. And I think that's a major nerve that needs to be struck. I've been talking with somebody who's just beginning to read the Franklin conspiracy, and you know, I think that, along with 9/11, and trying to return people to the day of 9/11 and the emotions they felt at that time, and the sickness and the anger, and then the sickness and the anger you feel about children who are being abused by the very same people. You know, that's something that folks, that your audience probably knows a good deal about already through your show, but that the U.S. public should know more.
True.